5. The Key Master. In an alcove of Westminster Abbey, Gerhard Visser spun his noisemaker. Its clicking echoed throughout the church. The clockwork falcons sped back through the broken windows and returned to him, the first landing on his extended arm, talons digging into the leather protection there. The other two falcons touched down at his feet. The church visitors had fled, and the clergymen were cowering in the sanctuary. He crouched to be out of sight of anyone on the ground floor. Visser grinned. Soldiers or constables bumbled along far too slowly. He'd be long gone before they made it up to where he'd been perched. The falcon on his arm stared at him, its thin metallic skull a parody of that of the original creature. The birds never blinked, and so long as they were wound properly, they didn't tire. With a clicking of gears, the falcon turned its head and opened its beak as though it wanted food. Visser chuckled at the witless display. The birds no longer needed food, but Dr. Hyde hadn't been able to stop them from mimicking their natural behavior. Visser inserted a key into the falcon's skull, and it closed its eyes. The second falcon hopped up to his arm, and he repeated this procedure, but the third moved to avoid him, and only after he gave it a tut-tut did it stay still long enough for him to use his key. It glared until its dark eyes closed. He had no idea what went on in the little mind inside the metal brain pan. He carefully placed the falcons in a portmanteau and closed the case. The birds had followed his gestures perfectly. He had trained them for hours and hours under the watchful eye of Dr. Hyde. He glanced down at the dead Australian. The poison had been a particularly good batch. Dead in less than 5 seconds. Visser had, over his lifetime, perfected the art of ending other people's lives. For a fee, of course. Ropes, knives, guns, bare hands. He had used many methods. But he found these clockwork falcons to be particularly effective. It made for a great show, too. Over the past 2 months, Visser had pursued Fred Land from Sydney, Australia, to London. Though Visser was an expert tracker, he had consistently been one ship, one port, or one pub behind the man for far too long. Only this very morning had he discovered Land's hidey hole at the Black Sheep Inn and followed him to the funeral. A nice idea to carry out the exchange at such a public event, but it hadn't saved the man's life. Visser hadn't expected a female agent. The woman was brave enough, he had to give her that. To actually question him while the birds were swooping around her, and then to knock one out of the air. Most victims fled in fear and were cut down as they ran. So she had the map. Now he would have to retrieve it. That was the thing about being an agent. Sometimes plans had to be altered on the fly. He'd fully intended to kill her and be done with it, but once the soldiers and constables arrived, there was no point. She'd be dead and someone else would have the map. Instead, at the last moment, he'd signaled one of the falcons to drop a special instrument on her. This might be good. She would perhaps lead him to a bigger catch. At least, that was what he would tell his masters at the Clockwork Guild. He would send them a telegram within the hour. Visser felt satisfaction slowly building. This was how he liked things to work. Each gear clicking into place like the perfect timepiece. Taking a compass from his pocket, Visser was particularly pleased to discover that it was not pointing north. Instead, it was pointing toward the door that the woman had used. As he watched, the needle slowly moved. He guessed she would be in a cab by now. It was time to follow her. He dishevelled his blonde hair, picked up the portmanteau, and fled down the stairs and out of the church, shouting, "The birds! The birds are in the balcony!" He ran right past the soldiers, who were still waiting for orders from their officers.